Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 9th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to share a perspective from God's Word with you on this beautiful Thursday morning. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, our desire is to encourage. Today's scripture text is from the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
I awoke very early this morning considering this verse in light of current events, especially the first phrase. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. I recall a dramatic scene from the Left Behind movie in which Nicholas Carpathia, the character who turns out to be the Antichrist, is able to murder two men in full view of many others, but he has blinded their eyes from seeing it. Several years ago, Tom, a friend from Arizona, sent me a carved block of wood. I have it pictured on the site today. On first sight, it appears to be just strange, illegible characters. It makes no sense until you look very carefully at the letters, perhaps squinting. And then it's very clear that the letters spell Jesus. Steve Higgins is a friend from New England. He once saw a couple of men coming upon this saying on a sticker on the back window of a van in Boston. One said to the other, "I know that says something. I just don't know what." Steve reports they looked on for a few minutes until in exasperation they walked away, and one of them frustratingly called out, "Jesus Christ, I know that says something." But of course, they never saw it.
Well, today's scripture text speaks of this spiritual blindness which blinds the minds of unbelievers. There are basically two outlooks in life. The personal mission statement that we include in the footers with each daily encouragement conveys one. Although a simple statement that certainly does not convey all that's true, it simply asserts, "I am created by God to bring Him glory. Through God's Son, Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed, and I make it my life's goal to please the Lord. My mission in life is to honor God through my faith and obedience, and to prepare myself and all whom I may influence for eternity."
The other outlook denies this. So many feel they have been enlightened to reject what they see as a very simple and primitive religious expression. To them, we are the mere product of evolution, and God is merely a figment of imagination to the weak, the simple, the uneducated, and the unenlightened. However, they have not been enlightened, but rather blinded. Indeed, as the verse goes on to state, they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
Well, as you know, the God of this age is Satan. Such a statement brings a scoffing sneer from the unbeliever. But this false god is very actively at work, as demonstrated in the evil we see all around us, including false, idolatrous religious systems that deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. From Jude 1, 4. Following his conversion, Paul received his call to ministry directly from the Lord. He says in Acts 26, verse 17, "I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me."
John Newton, who's best known for writing Amazing Grace, expressed it this way, and we've sung it often, so many of us. "I once was blind, but now I see." Well, I hope your spiritual eyes and mind have been opened, and you are rejoicing today in the gospel of the glory of Christ.
Let's all pray together. Jesus, though you do not visibly walk on the earth, you do reveal yourself through the minds, the hearts, and the actions of your followers. May your light shine forth from us so that the unbeliever can sift through the confusing, ungodly messages of this world and the counterfeits of this age. May they see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We especially lift up to you our loved ones who have chosen the wrong path. We pray that you would dispel their doubts and fears and replace them with confidence, courage, and peace. It is in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, thank you for that powerful prayer, Brooksie. I know we have on our hearts today loved ones that in our own lives, our own siblings in some cases, and others that we know certainly through our many avenues of ministry. And we think of you that have similar, that really their mind is blinded. May God use this message to encourage you, and perhaps there will be fitting ways that you can pass it on as well. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Each day, the very current message is posted on the website. It's also available in an archived version. Just merely click the previous message link, and this is the message for Thursday, October 9th, 2008. I have a lot of additional material on the site today. We seem to have had a lot of busier message in the last couple of days, and we have a meeting in a few minutes we need to go to. But today we do have a photo of that piece of art our friend Tom from Arizona sent us, as well as a song that I believe would be a blessing in relationship to the message, Amazing Grace. We have the Chris Tomlin version that also includes a little bit of a contemporary additional part called My Chains Fell Off, and it really is beautiful. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Thursday, October 9th, 2008. May God indeed keep our eyes open.